This essay on the Popova has focused on a transversal reflection between 1993 to 2004 of a hermeneutic type, from the pre-Hispanic documentation and our modernity. Likewise, it is nourished by the experience of coexistence with the indigenous peoples of Mesoamerica, from the perspective of the construction processes of national democratic modernity and the challenges of the Mayan identity roots, cosmopraxis and spirituality. Likewise, the theoretical approaches of Heidegger, Ricoeur and Habermas in the interpretative interweaving of ontology, semiotics and society, the level of depth is of critical synthesis in terms of structure between text, society and communication. The Popova is anonymous, as is the case of the Bible, the Quran, the Tao Te Ching, the Vedas, and the Zendavesta. For example, the compilers were merely the transmitters of the divine will and of a spiritual heritage. It traces the understanding of its genesis, mythology, legend and decoding of its water suns whose base is the geological stratigraphy, the recent scientific advances and archaeological findings and that define an older course of the traditional typification. In turn, the symbolism of the sexual transmutation is represented, manifested in the cryptology or cipher and code of its glyphs. It confirms its art and rituals in epiphany to life. It is intended to contribute to the processes of vindication and revitalization of the Mayan culture in Guatemala and provides the coordinates of a cartography that allows to open the eyes to a new awakening from unconsciousness to immanent consciousness, towards the realization of transcendent awakened consciousness.